I'm now joined with Social Democrats Councillor Mary Callaghan to speak about Finglas Youth Resource Centre and their strategic plan for 2023-2027. Good afternoon, Mary. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Thanks very much for having me. It's delighted to be here.
You're most welcome. First of all, Mary, tell us where exactly in Finglas is the centre based?
The centre is based on Mellows Road, which is pretty close to the centre of Finglas, right beside the fire station. And it's an absolutely brilliant centre, built, purpose-built in 2004. And it's been, you know, just going from strength to strength over the years.
OK. Roughly how many local youths would use the centre?
Well, at this stage, there's hundreds per year come. We cater for anything between 10 years old up to 25. So there's a wide range, obviously, you know, from all different parts of the community, mostly in Finglas, but different parts of Finglas and sometimes a little bit further out. And we have facilities like a bus. So sometimes when people want to come but they can't actually manage it, we'll actually go and get a group and bring them to the centre.
Oh, that's very good. What age range of youth does it cater for?
So it's 10 to 25, which is quite a wide range. But it's also great to, you know, allow them to come at any age between those. And very often, once they're in the centre, they love to be there so much and it becomes a second home. So when they do come for the first time, they're assessed. You know, a youth worker will work with them to really understand what their needs are. So it might just be fun and play, or they might have other concerns or needs at a particular time. And we can provide, if you like, a wraparound service for them. So it's really great that it's tailored to the specific need of the young person at that particular time in their life. And once they go into the centre then, very often, you know, they stay for years, they come after school, they might get a bite to eat, they might, you know, play pool and just hang out in a safe space, or go on one of the many trips that we organise. The other interesting thing is that we find a lot of the youths actually stay involved and do youth training programs. So they go on to do like sports leadership. And one member, if you like, who would have been a member years ago, Martin Eastwood, is actually now our chairperson of the youth centre. So, you know, it's just a great facility right the way through from 10 years old, right the way through to 25. What we find with some of the older participants, you know, they like to get career advice, and we have a youth employability person there to give them all the advice that they need, whether it's getting further education, whether it's a driver theory test or access to employment. So, you know, we take them in at 10 and there's a very special needs at that point. But as they get older, because the trust is built with the youth work, we can really support them right the way through.
Okay. What kind of activities and events are available for the local youths at the centre?
Well, it's very interesting in that sometimes it's just you drop in and you hang out, you play pool, you play games, you know, computer games, grab a bite to eat, cook some cookies, play with a kitten, all those little things that just make it a nice safe space to hang out. Then there's lots of sports. We have a big sports hall there. There's also a music room, so people who are that way inclined really enjoy that side of it. And we have little concerts from the various different people who are quite talented. We also do summer trips. We have a whole summer program. So we have a bus that goes to Bray and Balbriggan and various different places. Some groups then go further afield. So we have trips to Northern Ireland. We also have exchange programs. So some of the children go to, or the younger people go to the Netherlands. And then the people from the Netherlands that they've met come over to Ireland. So it's just a fantastic way of expanding horizons, finding out about different people, different activities, different parts of both Ireland and the world that some kids don't have access to and wouldn't normally have access to. So it really gives them confidence. It gives them something to do. It lifts their spirits. And it's just really fantastic.
Yes, it sounds absolutely wonderful. It sounds really like a big step above your standard youth club based in other areas of Dublin.
Well, it is, because we have that tailoring to needs. So, you know, some young people need counselling, or some young people need referral to education services, whatever they need, or nothing at all, just to hang out, it's there for them. And I would like to give a shout out to all of the staff, the youth workers, the management. They're absolutely extraordinary. And in any youth service, it's those people, those individuals who work at the service, that are so valuable, and they create the service. It's a space, but it's also the people, and without the people, the space would be nothing.
Exactly, and you've been serving voluntarily on the board for the last 3 years.
Yes, I have. Yeah. We have a very strong board, and one of the, as I mentioned earlier, one of the board members, in fact the chair, is an ex-member of the youth service. So we really like to hold on to our young people, or have them involved right the way through. And another reason why the service is so great for the young people, and why they're so involved, is they have a lot of input into the strategies, into the programmes. So we really listen to what the individuals that come to the service want.
Okay, and one very interesting service is the Hear Me Out project, a counselling service for young people in Dublin 11. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's really important that, you know, there is a confidential service for individuals who at a certain time in their lives might be going through a difficult time. And we know with COVID over the last few years, people have really found it difficult to, one, go through the situation of isolation at various different times, but also getting back into the community and reconnecting. Other individuals might have issues at they're dealing with at home or at the family level, and it might just be 2 or 3 months that they need some extra support, because after all, you know, when we're growing up, when we're in our teens, when we're in our early 20s, we're learning about our emotions, our psychology, and sometimes it's nice just to be able to talk things out with somebody, get a different point of view, get some guidance. And I think that's a really important service, and I think that the people who use it really benefit. It allows them to understand that their feelings aren't unusual. Very often they're very normal. It gives them a route out of a situation or out of a way of thinking, and it's just a very valuable service.
Okay, thank you for that. Finally, Mary, the new strategic plan for 2023 to 2027 was launched a few weeks ago. Tell us more about it and what's included within the plan.
So what we've found is that we have a very good basis now. The team have been working really hard to get all the fundamentals right at various different levels, you know, at governance, at legal, at processes, at risk, at the services themselves. So they're now doing really well. So now we want to expand out. We want to increase the number of people who use it. We want to improve our communications with other areas and other groups. We also really want to increase the mental health and self-care element, because I think for any young person, learning self-care and learning about good mental health is, you know, it stands to you for the rest of your life. We also want to establish a volunteer programme so we can include more volunteers and therefore increase the service. And then we also want to look at the whole climate justice and sustainability and increase the amount that we're doing in that, because we really feel that's something that's obviously very important going forward and young people are very interested and concerned about.
Okay, right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, Mary, anything that you would like to mention?
No, not really. Again, I just want to really thank the staff. And, you know, from a political point of view, just to say funding is so important. We need funding. We need to be able to support our staff. So often we don't support our staff enough, and they have to leave. They have to, they just can't carry on in the service. So that funding is so important for, you know, this key service, which is a key service to Finglas, and it's a key service to the youth in the area.
Mary, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you, and all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Social Democrats Councillor Mary Callaghan talking about Finglas Youth Resource Centre and its strategic plan for 2023 to 2027.